bicycle, bicycle, bicycle. I want to ride my bicycle.
This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
My name is Sophia Gonzalez, and I'm one of your new hosts of Pedaling the Pueblo. Today, we invite Rachel Yassin, who lives car-free. Rachel, can you tell us more about yourself?
I lived in Tucson for 25 years, and about 5 years ago, I got rid of pretty much everything and started to cycle around the world. About 30,000 miles in Europe, Asia, and then the last year and a half, I was really blessed to be in Australia. And I'm about to make a solo tour on the East Coast, sharing my story and just encouraging the healing power of human power.
Now that is wild. So could you take us back to the beginning? What were the costs of choosing this?
You know, I think I always knew in my heart that I wanted to live nomadically. I love moving around the world like this. It wasn't very comfortable for the people around me. And I still think that there's people who feel like, oh, maybe she'll come to her senses and settle down. But I actually feel like, I mean, one of the things that I hope to be able to do is let people know that everyone has an adventure in them and that it's really amazing to pursue your own adventures. It was tough and it continues to be tough, but it's a wonderful way to live.
You weren't born car-free. So when did you decide to ditch the four wheels for the two wheels?
When I moved to Tucson, I was about 22 years old, and I just felt like getting around Tucson on a bicycle was the most sane thing to do. I loved it. So even though my ex-husband and I had a car, I always chose to ride my bicycle. I just think it's a great way to get around.
What were the best days on a bicycle versus maybe caught in a storm, or what are the extremes of bicycle riding?
Yeah, you know, I love it all. Honestly, getting caught in a storm, you always remember those days. There are those perfectly magical, like 75 degree days where the sun is casting its light in the perfect way and it just feels good to get around. And I feel like it's such a nice way to interact with people. It's just a really nice pace. I think there's a lot of reasons that people come up with about like why not to ride a bicycle. You know, it's hot, I might be sweaty, it's inconvenient, or the roads aren't very good, or whatever it is. But I think once you get on the bicycle, part of it has to do with just how good you feel moving your body. I find myself getting really exhausted in the car, but you just feel good just being physical out there.
You're about to head out on a tour. What else does that entail?
I use warm showers, which is a group of hundreds, thousands of people around the world, and it's tour cyclists hosting other tour cyclists. And the idea for me is to connect with as many people as possible. A lot about what I'm trying to advocate for is really like healing our bodies and our minds and the planet. And so for that reason, my next tour is going to be also a fundraiser. My goal is to plant 5,000 trees with the organization One Tree Planted, and it's just $1 a tree. So people can actually do that through my website. So that's RachelYassinWorldwide.com.
And we'll be posting the links on the KXCI podcast page.
Honestly, if anyone has any questions for me about tour cycling, or if you have an adventure and you feel like you don't know how to pursue it, or the people around you are just kind of like, you can't do that, I'm here to answer questions. So definitely feel free to reach out.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.